it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up. Come on, Bobby.
All right, now time for a world premiere. New from Jake Owen. It's called Down to the Honky Tonk. New from Jake here on the Bobby Bones Show.
I might not end up in the Hall of Fame with a star on a sidewalk with my name or a statue in my hometown when I'm gone. Nobody gonna name their babies after me. I might not go down in history, but I'll go down to the honky tonk.
So now you're thinking of homeschooling your kids?
Well, that was something that was recommended to us after some further evaluation of the kids and their schooling and how it could be really, really good for them.
So if you're just hopping on with us, Amy has two kids. She adopted them about 7 months ago. They didn't speak much English, but they've gotten a lot better over the last 7 months.
Yeah.
And you tried to get them into an English-speaking school.
Yeah, and they're not ready for that. So in the school was, I love that they were super honest and it's, you know, I really appreciated all the advice that they gave, and they wanted to help come alongside us and figure out the best way to get these kids in school as soon as possible. Wait, in their school.
Are you going to be the teacher at the homeschool?
Well, I mean, that's what I was wondering. They said that there's also these programs, but then I'm like, wait, homeschooling in my mind is you sit at home.
You
wake up, you have lessons, you come up with the lesson plan, you grade the papers. So I'm picturing myself being the teacher, and I'm like, I just don't know how this would work. Like, sometimes I help her with math homework like a few months ago and I was having to Google things, you know?
Yeah, so. I don't think the teaching gene is in you as far as having the long-term focus. I think the motherly, the awesome, that gene's in you for sure. The loving gene, but teachers.
It's a whole nother level.
It's a whole...
Yeah, so there's these special homeschooling programs that I was Googling and I guess you just gather with other people that homeschool and it's like there's like a tutor that does it all with everybody.
But how much are you really considering this though?
Oh, we're considering it.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. It's not going to happen. Like we're enrolling them. They're starting in school, but I mean, they're missing a week because we have some plans and school started way earlier than we thought. It's a whole thing.
Oh, boy. I know. Well, I guess you didn't get into that one.
We didn't get in to the one that started later, so now we have to go back to a one that started earlier, and the kids are just, sorry, they're not going to be there.
But do they know what's going on? Like, do they feel like their English wasn't good enough?
No, they don't know that. They just know, I mean, I feel like they've recognized how we're upping all the things at the house. Like, we've upped how much they spend on their learning games. We do way more. They're required to do that all the time now, basically.
Do those work?
Yes,
they do.
Mm-hmm. There's this thing called Imagine Learning, and it's so wonderful. If you haven't checked it out and you've got kids, Imagine Learning's where it's at. And your school likely can give you a registration to get in and out of it. That's what we do, like a password and stuff.
Are they ready to go back to school?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. They did summer school, and then they've had a little bit of a four-week break where they've had, like, nothing. And I think that they're like, oh, well, this is America. Now we came here, we did our whole school thing, and then now we're free. And I'm like, no.
It's over.
Yeah, now they're like in basketball camp. They're like, wow, this is amazing. But yeah, no, I think they're ready to go back. I think once they go back a few times, they'll understand actually what summer break means and Christmas break and stuff like that.
But you think they're going back to normal school?
They're going back to normal school, but it could just be for like a month or two till we figure out this homeschooling thing.
Because you're not thinking about your son's girlfriend that he may never see if you homeschool.
Gladys.
Well, but we were going to go to a different school anyway. Gladys has got to go. Sometimes you have to move on. Sometimes you have to move on.
Romeo and Juliet. Parents aren't letting them stay together.
I know. Sorry, Gladys. Man. You can come visit, but I just, yeah. They said we could even look into the homeschooling thing. Like you can pull them out of school and then boom, we just start the homeschooling thing.
Mm.
I just have to do what's best for them to get into a normal English-speaking program.
Correct. Well, good luck, and let us know next week.
Yeah. Well, okay. I don't know if I'll have an answer for you next week.
No. I'll ask. I'll ask next week.
Let us know what you have next week.
Bobby Bones. The Bobby Bones Show.
So if I play you a TV theme song, but it's only played on piano, can you name the TV show? For example... That's Friends. You get the right.
Yep.
So no one took. Got it. Okay, write your answer down. Amy, Morgan number two, and our video producer Eddie all have pens in your hands.
Got
Is that correct,
it.
Everybody?
Yes.
All right, here we go. The first one's easy. We're going to start off with a softball. Name the TV show as played on the piano.
Sounds like the real one.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah, I'm in.
Everybody's in, okay? Amy?
The Office.
Morgan, number two?
The Office.
Eddie?
The Office.
There you go. Everybody's right. It's basically the same thing.
Yeah, it sounds the same.
Except for the... Okay, number two. Get a little harder. Name the TV show.
I'm in.
Got it. I'm in.
Okay, that's the end of it. Let's go to Amy.
Big Bang Theory.
Morgan, number two.
Golden Girls.
Eddie.
Big Bang Theory.
The answer is Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
The Bare Naked Ladies made so much money off this song.
Wow.
More than any other song. Once the show goes in syndication, they get paid every time.
It seems like everyone involved in this show is making a lot of money.
All right, next up, name that TV show. A little Tuesday music trivia for you.
Come on, come on, come on.
Here we go. Ed's in. Morgan number two's in. Amy's struggling right now. Morgan number two needs to get this one right, though.
What? What's happening?
It's scaring Amy. 5 seconds, Amy.
Okay.
Okay, Amy?
Simpsons.
Yes.
What?
Yes!
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, Morgan number two.
Simpsons.
Eddie?
Dope! Simpsons!
Right now, Eddie and Amy are leading by 1 point. We got a couple more. Name the TV show as played on the piano.
Got it.
Okay.
Got it. I'm in.
I'm in. I actually think it's the name of the show.
Yeah, that was the hard part for me, too.
Amy?
Love and Marriage.
Love and Marriage.
But it's not the name of the
it's
show.
It's not the name of the show. Morgan, number two?
I Love Lucy.
I Love Lucy.
Married with Children.
There you go.
Come on.
That's it. Love and Marriage.
Yeah, goes together like
to
a
be
horse.
Fair, it was a song before the theme song.
Yeah.
Really, that's Frank Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra,
theme.
Right? Yeah. Love and Marriage.
Hey.
Love and Marriage.
Ho. All right. Let's do this one. Last one. Here we go. It's a short one.
I'm in.
Oh, wow.
I love that. I'm in.
You may get every one of them right, Eddie.
Dude, this would be amazing. I think I got it.
Amy?
Family Matters.
Morgan, number two?
Seinfeld.
Oh, to be young and dumb
and clueless.
Eddie?
Family Matters.
There it is. Woo! 5 for 5, buddy.
Yeah!
Hey, this guy. Is this really your uncle?
It's really my uncle.
He says that, but then sometimes I hear it other places too.
People say they hear it at like restaurants and stuff. I'm like, well, I think maybe my uncle covered it, but this is his version of it.
Hey. Congratulations.
Thank you, man. The
Bobby Bones Show.
So what happened, Amy?
So my husband got pulled over with my son in the car, and my son just thought that the officer was being cool and wanted to give him a high five and a sticker.
Because he has such positive experience with police officers in your neighborhood, right?
Yes, because when he's riding his bicycle, policemen pull him over all the time to give him a sticker. And so I was like, oh, great. What were you doing? What happened? Because my husband's a good driver. Like, he's responsible. And I guess his tags were expired or something, so it's not like he was doing anything crazy or illegal with like the kids in the car. But yeah, I just thought it was funny that my son's whole perspective was that the officer was just trying to pull dad over to give him a sticker.
So did he get a ticket? You said that?
No, he got a warning, I guess. It was something my husband just needs to go take care of, but he didn't even write him the warning. It was just more of a verbal, hey, let's go take care of that. But my son rolled down he was in the back seat, rolled down the window and was high five, hey, how are you?
Did he get the high five?
Yeah, he got the high five. The officer was really cool.
That's good. I like that too, because we should feel that way about the police officers that are out risking their lives to save our lives.
Yes.
Exactly.
And your husband was probably in the wrong.
He was, because he's driving around with expired tags.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Well, here's the big debate around the office. Is John Krasinski hot?
Isn't that crazy?
So John Krasinski plays Jim Halpert on The Office.
Yeah.
And the girls, Morgan number two thinks he's hot. Is that your thing?
I mean, I think he's cute, yeah.
Do you, Amy?
Yeah, I'd date him.
You'd date him?
Yeah. You wouldn't?
But do you like him? Here's the thing.
Do I like him because he's him on The Office? Yes. I like his character, and I like him in Pam.
That's not what he's asking.
But have you seen him now? He's buff and ripped.
He's ripped now.
Oh, he's an action hero
now.
So
he's even better?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, you liked him from The Office? He was just normal. What was his name?
Jim Halpert, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's a normal dude.
Yeah, and he's funny. Yeah. Now you're saying he's ripped? Okay.
Yes, he's on the cover of Men's Health magazine.
Amy, look up John Krasinski now. Good luck spelling Krasinski.
Yeah. It's hard.
But Morgan number two, if you'll show her a picture. I think, though, that shows you that...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He looks like a Navy SEAL or something.
He played a Navy SEAL in the movie.
Oh, is that why? What? That's his body? For real?
Dude, these thirsty girls in the show were
you're wrong about what thirsty means.
No,
Eddie.
Because
hold on. Eddie's old man assigning terms he's heard on the internet.
Yeah, thirsty is when you're putting out something for attention.
Yeah. Oh.
You post a pic and you're thirsty for comments of oh, you're so hot. Okay, Eddie.
I thought it just meant I'm thirsting for
men. No, I'm not hungry for John Krasinski. I'm just noticing that, for one, maybe there's some Photoshop, probably, because Andy Roddick, one time on Men's Health or whatever, his head straight up got put on another guy's abs.
Exactly. Body, whole body.
Whole body.
No, but that's really him, because I watch him work out with The Rock, too.
He works out with The Rock?
Yeah, there's a video of them working out on Instagram. Well, you ever watch those Rock workout videos?
That just goes to show, hard work pays off.
You too can look like John Krasinski, is what you're saying?
I hope I'm a bit in that same vein.
See, here's my thing with you, though. You work hard. You're in the gym every day.
But I'm not working for straight muscle.
You're not trying?
I'm working to stay thin.
Oh,
thin and
okay.
A little bit muscle.
That's a different kind of workout, then.
If I wanted to, listen, there were times where I was 170 and it was pretty thick.
Yeah.
But
I remember those days.
I'm doing a lot of cardio.
Now you're trying to be lean, but...
Super lean with a little bit of muscle.
Because TV...
Yeah.
How do you gauge that little bit of muscle? You know, how do you know you got too much, too little? Too much?
My pant size.
It's the muscle.
Because I'm consistently at a 31, and sometimes I dip into a 30, and I could have been a 29. But yeah, you just can't wear the same 29. Pants anymore. But you know, you want to feel my muscle?
No, I'm good. I can see it from here, man.
Thank you.
You got big muscles.
No.
I can see on your book cover.
Wait, what was your question?
Just that, if anyone can look like John Krasinski, you can. But
I don't think anyone can.
Well, that's what they said.
Genetically, you have to be a body type that can take muscle, that can, your body has to process certain foods certain ways. You got to have the means to do it, the time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all a thing.
Okay.
But then, he wasn't, he had a bad haircut.
He's goofy, man. From The Office, I'm watching The Office now.
But now he's got a beard and he's real manly.
He's married to Emily Blunt. That does it to you.
That does a lot. Yeah.
You have to keep up.
Yeah.
So John Krasinski, you guys are yays on him.
Yeah. Yay.
Oh, my point to this was it shows you that women can, and this is really just a metaphor for life, that you can see a guy that you don't think's attractive and fall for him over a course of time because you see his personality. Even though he's a written character, they've still fallen for Jim Halpert.
He's a written character. You're right. Yeah.
So you can write your own character. Fake it to a girl. Make her like you. Then you got her.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah.
It's hope for all you guys out there.
All you guys. Eddie, why do you always hate on people's bodies so much?
Well, because you all hate on mine.
No,
the
we
dad
don't.
Bod. Yeah,
no,
you do.
You always bring it up.
You guys talk about how bad the dad bod is.
No. And you're the one who brings it up, and then we comment on it. And everybody else actually on your team.
And why, when we just give our opinion on John Krasinski, are we suddenly thirsty?
Yes. Eddie's very judgmental. Yes.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
Raymundo in for Lunchbox doing the Bonehead this morning. Ray.
Yeah, this story comes from Raleigh, North Carolina. A 74-year-old guy, he was having some issues with his iPhone. He couldn't get it to work, so he drove to the Verizon store. That's a pretty normal thing. But it was closed.
Oh.
He did see some employees in there, so he rammed his vehicle into the storefront to get their attention and to open the door. He caused thousands in damage, and he has now been charged with assault with a deadly weapon, and he's going to jail.
Yeah. Sometimes you just got to get someone's attention.
No, you don't. No, not there. No, you sure don't.
His phone wasn't working.
Stop. Are we sure he's old? He just didn't hit the gas.
No, he said he was old.
I mean, those old people, though, sometimes they'll put it, they think they have it in reverse.
Yeah.
But they don't. They have it in drive, and they go, boom, and they nail the door.
But they said he was frustrated, so it makes sense that he did that.
I mean, he probably did. But that's no way. Mm-mm. That would be fun to drive a car into a building, though, right? Like the glass part of it. Wouldn't that kind of be fun once? To drive it into it?
I guess so.
You don't think so?
I mean, I don't have the urge to do that, no.
Now, this guy's going to spend some time in the clink.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's always had that urge, Bobby. Maybe when you hit 70, you're like, don't care.
All right. Thank you, Raymundo.
Mm-hmm. Get your Bobby Bones on.
It's time for the good news.
Tell me something good.
Over to Morgan number two, filling in for Lunchbox.
So a retired Marine has been helping with the wildfires in California, and he's not only helped save dozens of people's horses with his trailer, but he also pulled a guy out of his house that was on fire and saved his American flag.
Wow.
Wow, and the flag.
Got cool. The flag in there, too.
That's good. So he's driving around the horse trailer saving people?
Yeah, he's saving their horses for them so he can help them take care of their animals, not have to worry about that part of it.
Man, that's good. Thank you very much.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
The sexiest and unsexiest jobs for guys. Where do you want to start? Unsexiest?
Yeah, I'll start negative first.
TV producer.
Wow. That's what I was.
That's unsexy?
For a while.
Okay.
Yeah, odd hours, unhealthy lifestyle. They don't care what they look like.
That was me.
Do you feel like that's translated, though?
Like,
odd hours, don't care what you look like, unhealthy lifestyle.
You think that's still me?
I'm just asking.
I think I'm sexy. That was definitely me, though. Don't give a crap. Like, unhealthy, yes.
Trash collector, unsexiest job. Number two on the list.
Oh, poor guys.
They're smelly, that's why.
Yeah.
Because imagine you work at a barbecue place and you go and smell like barbecue every night.
Yeah.
You get the same effect if you work with trash all the time.
Yeah, you smell like garbage.
And number one, a tow truck driver. Because you have to develop a mean and rude sensibility.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's always happening, and so that stays with you. It's not so much about the actual job, but about what happens to your personality because you're always in it.
Yeah.
Those guys, they get a bad rap.
I know. It's like we all hate the tow truck driver until our car breaks down and we need them.
One kind of robbed me, though. I was just barely on the line, and they got me.
Oh, dude, the worst is when they're already in the process of towing. They're not going to
I don't think they get a bad rap.
You don't?
Mm-mm. I think there's some good ones and some bad ones.
Yeah.
But I think they have to go and find cars that need to be towed, and people hire them to come police their area.
That's true. They're not the bad dudes. We just don't like them.
I'm torn, if I'm honest. It's a tough place to be. Like a repo man.
Yeah, just doing his job, man.
Sexiest jobs. Psychiatrist.
No.
Can you imagine dating a psychiatrist, psychologist, and everything you do, they're judging?
You know they're doing that.
Yeah, they're analyzing.
Well-educated, well-spoken, and patient. A lawyer is number two sexiest men. High confidence, high income.
Okay. I can see that.
And then number one's a doctor. High income and TV shows have glamorized it.
And anytime you got something wrong, they can help diagnose you instead of WebMD.
Maybe not anything, but they probably know a friend who does. But yes.
No, I feel like we have a doctor friend. I can pretty much call him about anything, and he's got an answer for me.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's awesome. I'm like, golly, your wife is so lucky.
And she's like, nah. It doesn't matter who you're married to and what they do, you still get tired of it.
Is that right?
Yeah. I know this. I've never been married. I know all the things. Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
What's the one thing you said you would never do that you did in your life? I'm curious, I was reading another article about that, how most people end up going, yeah, I said I'd never do it, but I did it. So around the room, I'll go first, skydiving.
Oh, yeah.
I still have no interest to do it again, ever. I hated it. But I did it. I wrote in my book why I did it. It was a reason that I kind of made a deal with God.
That was a good reason,
Thank
too.
Thank you. Thank you. But I said I would never go skydiving, and I did. So that's mine. Amy, you?
Get a tattoo. And now I have two, and I want a third.
You're right. I said that about myself, too. And I have... three-ish. Wow. And I'm going to get another one.
You're rebels.
Yeah, we're just kind of, we're bad A's, man.
Yeah, hardcore. You are.
Rebels without a cause.
Bad to the bone.
No, we're rebels with the cause, so we're kind of weaker than that.
Yeah, you all definitely have a
we
cause.
We have causes. We care. We're rebels, but we have causes.
Charitable causes.
Yeah, yeah. That's good. And tattoo. Okay. Let's go over to Eddie, our video producer. What's the one thing that you said you would never do that you did?
I'm not really proud of this because I always said I was never going to do household chores.
Why would you say you would never do household
chores? Because I wasn't raised like that. My dad didn't do anything around the house. I was like, I'm never going to wash dishes. And man, every night, guess who washes dishes in this house?
This is like an Eddie humble brag.
No, it's not.
Eddie's turned this into a humble brag.
No.
Look at, wow. Even Eddie can turn this segment into look at how good I am.
I'm telling you.
Morgan number two, do you agree with that?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Morgan number two.
He totally did that.
Do not agree with him.
Morgan number two, what about you? What's the one thing you said you would never do?
I said I wouldn't move home after college, and I did.
Oh, you mean back into the house?
Yeah.
Interesting. So you went to Kansas State,
yeah.
And then you said, I'm out, I'm done. Was it kind of having to swallow your own pride to call and to make that call?
Yeah, I just felt bad. I wanted to make my parents proud and not move back in, and I did. It was only 10 months, and then I got a job in Nashville, so it didn't last long, but yeah, I felt bad.
Do you think they weren't as proud of you?
No, I think it was just in my head that that was a failure.
Did you go back into your old bedroom?
Yeah. It was still pink and lime green from high school.
You didn't change it?
No, they changed it after I left, so no.
They got to be proud of you now, though. Look at you. You're running, look at this, running all the digital on the air. Oh, look at her. I'm proud of you.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. Raymundo, what's the one thing you said you'd never do that you did? Raymundo's our glass room producer, audio producer. Go ahead.
Yeah, I said I would never, never be that guy that wears cowboy boots. All my buddies did it because they're from Texas, and I'm like, no, you wear shoes. You wear nice little stylish shoes to the clubs. You never wear cowboy boots. Well, every weekend, boys, I put on the cowboy boots. Yeah.
There you go.
He does. He wears his botas on Saturdays.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have another one, too.
Go ahead.
Man, I never thought I'd do laundry, but sometimes, man, I'm doing laundry.
I never thought I'd be such a loving father. That's why people get annoyed with you.
Stop it.
They do. That's why they do.
No one gets annoyed with me. That's not true, right? But, Bobby
Bone, come on. Yeah, never going to get it. I got a good one. Half of men, 50% of men have fallen asleep while doing this. It's funny to watch where people's minds go, because Eddie's goes right to the gutter, and Amy's doesn't even know where the gutter is. Amy's looking like, I wonder what it could be. Could it be church? It's funny how you guess
that
minds
did
work.
Cross my mind, but I have my answer.
50% of men have fallen asleep while doing this. Never going to get it. Let's let Amy try to spoil it, Amy.
At a wedding.
They've fallen asleep while going to a wedding.
Yeah.
Show me wedding. No.
I don't have anything yet.
Okay. Hold it.
Okay.
I'm going to play the song. Amy, take another guess, too, a second. I'll play the song. We'll come back. Never going to get it.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Let me get into this here. 50% of men have fallen asleep while doing this. Eddie?
While their significant other is talking.
Oh.
Nah, just a guess here. I don't know.
No. Amy, you've been married for
11 years.
11 years. And your answer is
watching like a girl movie.
A girl movie?
With their girl.
Show me a girl watching a girl movie. Morgan number two, not married, 24 years old. How you feel about this?
I'm gonna go with working out.
Falling asleep while working out.
Wow. Weird.
Interesting. Half of men. Show me working out.
No. One number two. That might have been the dumbest one.
Oh, easy.
Sorry.
Never going to get it. Shame her. The answer is getting a haircut.
Oh, really? Okay. I've never done that. You, Bones?
No, because I'm in and out, man.
Are you?
Yes. Like, I go in.
Yeah, I could see. I get the work done. Yeah.
I get out.
Typical guy.
Yes.
Yep.
And then I'd go home and go to sleep.
Okay.
He goes after.
Yep.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you very much. Bobby
Jones. No. Bones.
What happened with you, Amy?
So, this woman was waving her arms like crazy as I was driving by in this neighborhood. And I thought.
In your neighborhood or just a neighborhood?
Just a neighborhood. Okay. Yeah. And I didn't even really know I was going extra slow. I would say normally I'm like, above the speed limit, but I was, well, I was below the speed limit. But anyway, I didn't know why she was waving her arms like crazy. So I rolled down my window and I'm like, yeah? And she's like, you need to slow down.
Oh, so she yells at you to pull over.
And she wanted me to slow down. And I said, I'm not speeding, ma'am. Like, I'm not speeding. And also, she's not the police, but anyways, it was her neighborhood. So she told me, she said, well, here's the deal. I think the speed limit should be 15. So I really think people need to start going that.
Oh, so she was judging you based on what she thinks the law should be.
Yes.
She was arresting you for her mind law.
Yeah. Almost citizen's arrest, basically.
But not even for a real law, but her own law.
Yes. Apparently, and it's something she's going to be fighting. Like, she's really petitioning for. She thinks people really need to slow down. It's an issue. So I know I'm not the first person she's flagged down.
What did you say to her?
I just said, okay, like, I'm so sorry. And I went on my way. Like, I thought something was wrong.
That's why you pulled over.
So I rolled down my window. Yeah. I didn't even have to really pull over. I mean, it was like a street. Like, it wasn't like a highway or anything.
Look at me in my eyes.
Yeah.
Were you speeding in the neighborhood?
No. I swear. I was going under. That's why it was so bizarre. And then I just LOL'd because she's like, well, listen, I think the speed limit needs to be 15. I was like, okay, bye. Like, now that I know you're okay and nothing's wrong, gotta go. It's like someone being like, stop! And then being like, what? And then being like, I think there should be a stop sign here. Like, that's what I kept thinking of different scenarios as I was driving away. Like,
that's pretty funny.
What did she just do?
That's pretty funny. Amy, I want to share something with you. And this is in the raw stages, but I've been working on this parody to Tequila.
Uh-huh.
And I can't really sing it. Like, I can sing enough to make these songs funny, but it's so hard to sing. That
because
I can't
it's
sing.
Shay?
Yeah. And okay. I almost reached out and was like, hey, Dan, Shay, sing this parody.
Oh my gosh, I bet they would.
But here's the thing. I don't like doing that because we did that with a couple artists, and two of them loved doing it, and then we hit it, one of them, and they got so irritated with it.
Yeah, yeah, but I mean...
But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Because it's called When I Taste Chipotle. And so...
When I Taste Chipotle.
But it's so high. And I haven't even practiced the song, but I just to show you. I don't even know when it starts. But it's so high.
When I walk into the lobby... A wave just hits my body. I see a long line, I'm hungry. Artwork that's funky. Some tin on the walls and I'm fine, and I'm fine. But when I taste Chipotle, then the guacamole can't even fit my favorite t-shirt. I eat so much that it hurts. I found fresh avocado, a hand plate, pan cilantro. Swearing on a Bible, baby, I will stay away. But remember how much did I weigh? When I taste Chipotle.
It's so hard to sing.
When I taste Chipotle.
I can't even do it. And I've been practicing, so I'm not even on, but...
Yeah, and then we still got more of the show to do, too.
It's just like, I'm blowing my voice.
Yeah, no, that's hard, but is there a way to just try to bring it down a notch?
Well, you have to change the key of the song.
We'll call Dan.
Call Dan, he can manipulate it.
Instead of this, it's like...
That's way lower.
Yeah, so I've been working on When I Taste Chipotle, but I can't really sing it.
I thought it was pretty good.
I mean, it wasn't horrible. It
wasn't bad.
Yeah, you got it. And it's really about the lyrics.
Oh, I'm struggling hard.
Yes. What was the part about cilantro?
I don't know because, Amy, I wasn't practicing it.
Okay.
When I taste Chipotle, because when I taste Chipotle and the guacamole, I can't even fit my t-shirt. I eat so much that it hurts. Farm fresh avocado.
Oh, farm fresh. Okay.
With that hemp. With the hand-picked cilantro, swearing on a Bible, baby, I was... Whatever. I don't have it all done yet.
Yeah.
That's really raw work there.
That's cool we got to see that.
Yeah.
That's raw. And I was just going to send it over to Dan last night and be like, hey, send this thing back. I'll be around.
Hey, produce this for me, will you?
I know you don't have anything going on right now, so...
But then I was like, one... He's probably busy. Two, maybe he doesn't want to get in this tomfoolery that we're doing over here. And then three, maybe he feels like that's a smash on his art.
Oh, come on. He's going to love it.
We had a bad experience with someone, so I'm very sensitive toward that.
I know, but...
But when I taste Chipotle! You know what I mean?
It's good.
Not yet.
Chipotle.
But it's there's something to that.
It's there.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So there's this retired high school music teacher, Robert Moore from Oklahoma. Over his 30-year career, taught about 900 students. Well, 300 of them gathered together to throw a reunion party for Robert. Some of them have even pursued music careers because of him. And they got together and even did a performance and sang for him and all the things. And they just thanked him for making such a huge impact on their lives.
Yeah, I saw that a lot of them came from other states, other countries. It reminded me of this new artist that I'm a fan of named Tennille Towns, and she played the Opry for the first time, I think about a month ago, maybe less than that. So she goes, she plays the Grand Ole Opry. She's from Canada. Her entire town just about got an airplane, bought all the tickets, and flew from Canada.
Oh, that's cool.
There were hundreds of them that came, and they all came together on the same plane.
To support her.
And they all went to the Opry.
Love it.
And she walked out, and it was like, and her entire hometown was there of like 400 people.
That's amazing.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. I like that. I like that. Good story, Amy. And good story. All right.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The Morning Corny.
What is a duck's favorite dip?
What's a duck's favorite dip?
Quackamole. Yeah.
That was the Morning Corny.
Here we go. So I have a game for you here. I'll give you the famous founder of a company. You name the company. It's pretty easy.
Yeah.
I think it's easy. We'll take turns. Amy, you're up first.
Okay.
Elon Musk.
Tesla.
Good one. Yeah.
Eddie, Sam Walton.
Walmart.
Correct. Amy, Dave Thomas.
Wendy's.
It's going to get hard, isn't it?
Yeah.
Eddie.
Yeah, go.
Bennett Cohen and Jerry Greenfield.
Oh, Ben and Jerry's.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not surprised that you got it. Surprised you got it so quick.
Well, I love Cherry Garcia. Mm.
Interesting. Amy.
Yeah.
Glenn Bell.
Ooh.
He founded what famous company? Glenn Bell.
I mean, Bell. Blue Bell ice cream?
Oh, no.
Good guess, though.
Taco Bell.
Oh my gosh, I'm so dumb.
His last name's Bell?
Glenn I'm so
Bell.
Dumb.
Founded Taco Bell.
That makes so much sense to me.
Yeah, I know.
Eddie.
Yeah, come on.
Carl Karcher.
Carl Karcher.
What'd he found?
Oh, he did Pringles.
Carl's Jr.
No!
Oh, Carl.
Amy, you guys are tied right now.
Yeah.
Harland Sanders.
Colonel Sanders. KFC.
Good one, Amy.
Eddie, you need this to be able to stay alive.
Come on.
Henry W. Block and Richard Block.
Oh, H&R Block.
Wow. Woo! Woo! Amy.
Yeah.
James Cash Penny. What did he found?
J.C. Penney's.
Wow.
What up?
All right. One more, Eddie. You got to get this one.
Come on.
How about Tom Anderson? What did Tom Anderson? You need this to stay tied.
Tom Anderson. Let's go with Wilson. So dumb.
Tom?
Yeah.
MySpace.
Oh my god. The guy that follows the first follow on MySpace.
Oh man, I was thinking he was Tom Thumb.
No, but you don't have to say that because you won. You know what I mean?
Amy, you won.
Yeah, you won.
I won?
Yes.
Oh man, I was just waiting for Herbert E. Butts.
Herbert E. Butts, there it is. Nice win there, Amy. Bobby Bones. I have Raymundo, our audio producer. Did you guys know he applied to be on the radio at a hip-hop station?
Oh, my goodness.
When?
Well, hey, Raymundo, what's the story? You saw this on the bulletin board?
Yeah, they just posted it in the kitchen. It was an on-air shift, and I thought, why not apply for the rap station? Be a DJ.
So you went and you turned in, like, what they call an air check?
Yeah, a demo, a little 45-second. And it's not perfect. I'm messing up in it, but I just wanted it to be raw. That's me, how I would host a show.
Amy, do you want to hear our
of course
audio?
I do.
So Raymundo did a rap I would call it hip hop, the hip hop station.
Bro, that's what hip-hop, it's called.
Hip-hop. Yeah, hip-hop. He did a tape here. Here we go.
Raymundo dropping a beat in my feelings by Drake.
My favorite thing about just that one, not to stop it every time. He just says the words dropping a beat like that's hip hop.
Because he doesn't ever say that. No, no. He's never like, hey, Bobby, we're about to drop the new J. Goin beat.
What do you think about that, Raymundo? That feedback.
Well, I knew it was going to be negative mostly from you guys, but I thought, I don't even care. I'm just going to apply and do it.
No, I like that you applied. Here we go.
Intro on that dang thing.
We all right. Why are you doing it? Why are you putting a mess up in your tape?
I told Eddie that. I said, hey, I'm just going to record how I would do it live so that they know I'm a live guy. I don't redo stuff and make it perfect. I just roll it.
But you should redo stuff and make it perfect.
Well, I could, can now.
Ray's yelling at the air check.
Edit that out.
No,
that,
Bobby. What, Amy? I agree with him being just more, it's more relatable. Like, nobody speaks perfectly.
But you know what's relatable when you do a radio show is to do the radio show right. You're doing a night show. So you don't need to be messing up. It's like going into
right. I used to have my own 2-hour show that I DJ'd. So take it from me, an expert.
How'd that work out, by the way? You still doing that?
Well, no, but
okay. All right, let me play more Raymundo's hip hop tape.
Probably dating a girl right now. It's a psycho.
Okay. Now you're being relatable.
Trying to be relatable.
You're probably dating a psycho. Here's Psycho from Post Malone. Okay. Here's Raymundo, our audio producer's hip hop tape.
Got Cardi B right now. Come on, Cardi. I like dollars. You drive home from work. Traffic probably sucks. But listen to this. This is Post Malone, Rockstar. Ariana Grande, No Tears Left to Cry. I said I'll play it. You're in the mix with Raymundo. This is Taste, babe.
Raymond, just cut that out.
All right.
He puts
I wouldn't hire you if you gave me a best of, like a resume. It's like handing a resume in with typos.
Wait, what did you call it? A best of.
Yes.
So you're telling them that's the best of.
Yes, you're handing an audio resume in.
I can take those out.
You already turned it in and got rejected.
Well, I can send it to other stations. What up, y'all? It's Raymundo in the mix. Juice WRLD, Lucid Dreams, getting hit up online like crazy for this one. Hanging out with you, trying to play some good music. I got some friends in country radio. I'll try and make this a hit. Here's Juicy.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah!
Okay, well, do you understand why they didn't hire you?
Yeah.
Because if that's the job you're turning in, the best of you, what's the worst of you?
I know. I knew it was sloppy. I've never done it before.
If someone handed me a resume and every fifth word was spelled wrong, I would go, okay, you don't pay attention to the detail. But I do like that you're trying things. That's cool.
Yeah. And the listener realizes, hey, it's tough to post a song if you want to intro it perfectly. That ain't easy at all.
By posting a song, you mean talking right up to the words.
Yeah.
So Blockbuster as a company went under about 5 years ago. And there are a handful of stores that survived that weren't owned by the major company. Because sometimes, you know, a store will live on. And so there's one Blockbuster left, period. They had two in Alaska, and those two just closed. And so there's one left. It's in Bend, Oregon. That's it.
The last man standing.
Wow. The last Blockbuster. And so for you kids out there, Morgan number two, here's what Blockbuster is, right? You take your car and you get in it. You sit in the seat. There's no GPS, by the way. Stop with that thought. You got to know your way there. So you drive over to this building, and you walk in, and you grab the door, and you pull the door open, and the bell goes, ching-ching-ching, and it just kind of rings because you walk in. And you look around, and there are all of these kind of these plates, these name covers, you know, like a book cover.
Little okay? boxes.
Yeah, just imagine book covers as far as you can see, but on all the book covers are movies. Okay, Morgan, number two?
Okay.
Are you with me?
I'm with you.
You're 24. I'm having to explain this to you.
This is great.
And you can go alphabetically in any movie in your mind that you can think of, they probably have, but where you really want to go is to the new releases wall.
Mm-hmm.
Because those are the big movies that just came out that everybody's just clamoring for. So you run over to the new release wall, right? And you're super excited for a movie like Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. Yes. Brand new. Jim Carrey, new funny guy, right? And in front of every movie, there's a little tab. And you can take the tab, and that means you've claimed that movie. And you got to go turn the tab in, and they give you this. It's a crazy thing called a VHS. It's like a square.
Cassette. They called it like a cassette.
It's you know how you remember? Okay, so let me tell you what a cassette is, Morgan number two. So it's a large cassette, and you put it in this alien-like player, like sucks in the cassette. And sometimes they didn't have it. Sometimes they did, and then you got your movie, and you left, and you watched it, and you rewound it, and you took it back. All that
ooh,
makes
you
sense.
You better be kind. Rewind.
That makes sense, Morgan number two.
Yes, yeah. It does make sense.
You ever been to a Blockbuster?
Yeah, when I was really little.
How little?
Probably like 4 or 5 years old.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, really little. Man.
So there's this Pony Express we take into town. There's one Blockbuster left. It's in Bend, Oregon. Yeah, I liked Blockbuster. That was cool. And the new releases, all the big movies, if you went late in the day or even at night, they would all be gone.
Yep.
So what you would do is you would go stand by the people bringing the movies back in. And you'd be like, ooh, they bring Terminator 2?
Yeah.
They drop Terminator 2 off?
You have Ace Ventura?
Is it back there? Like, did someone just drop it? I'll wait for you to rewind it.
That's fine. That's fine. I'll rewind it.
Yeah, that was the thing. Amy, any thoughts on Blockbuster Video?
No, just the be kind rewind.
And if you were really good. Now, listen, I didn't grow up with any money. I personally didn't go to Blockbuster and spend my own money, very rarely. But my youth director at church, he would take us, because on Saturday nights, we would go and stay at his house, like 8 of us. So we could all go to church on Sunday morning. It was easier than driving around and picking us all up in his van. So a lot of us would go over there, just sleep in the living room, and make sure we got to church on Sunday. And he would go, we'd rent a movie, like Jurassic Park. Oh, man.
Good movie.
If you were really good, they had this little part of the store that you get popcorn, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah, they had goodies.
Yeah, they had the goodies counter. Yeah, so there's that.
That was a special moment when you went to Blockbuster.
It was exciting.
It really was.
All the movies right in front of your face.
Yes.
Pick whatever you want.
$2.99. Man.
Raymond, did you go to Blockbuster Video or no?
No, I didn't have one in the town.
You're from where?
Michigan, the country.
No, all of Michigan had one, I promise you.
Maybe the major cities, not where I was from.
And your town's called what?
Gwin? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Mountain Pine didn't have one either, but we were driving to Hot Springs. What was the biggest city to Gwin, Michigan?
Marquette. Those were the city slickers.
Marquette, that was like the Hot Springs to me.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So how big was Marquette?
I'd say 50,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hot Springs was like 25,000. That was town. It was like, if you went to town, you had to tell people near you that you were going to town, because if you had to go get something, washer powder. Hey, I'm going to town, you need anything? And town just meant where Walmart started, and then everything passed it. So, yeah, I feel you. It's cold up there, though, in Gwin, Michigan.
Real
huh?
cold, yeah. Warm now, though.
Yeah, it's summer, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Man.
What a...
Marquette has 20,000 people.
Oh, look at that. It's lost population, Amy said, down to 20,000.
It was bigger when I was a kid, I guess.
Yeah, everything's bigger when you're a kid.
Probably seemed bigger.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Our video producer, Eddie, sits to my right.
Our video guy and dad of two from McAllen, Texas, producer Eddie.
Eddie, he's got two kids, they're both boys.
Yeah.
It's a lot of boys in the house with your wife.
Oh, yeah. I made this observation the other day after 12 years of being married and 10 years of having a kid.
All boys, so what do you do?
So I'm doing mommy night. I'm going to dedicate a whole night where it's just whatever she wants. Watch chick flicks, eat whatever she wants to eat, and we'll eat it with her, like veggie meals, whatever she wants to eat. No fart jokes, no butt jokes. We're just going to do what mommy wants.
Are the boys in for that?
Yeah, we've all decided we're going to do it. Because we've been pretty selfish.
Yeah.
My oldest is 10 years old, so we've been doing it for at least 10 years now, where it's just all boy stuff all day. Let's go play baseball, and we go to the park, and she's got to play, and let's watch this superhero movie. So whatever she wants, we're going to do it.
Interesting. Amy, do you feel, because you're again... No, I guess Amy's got two kids, a boy and a girl.
Yeah.
Pretty balanced.
She's balanced.
Right, Amy?
Yeah, totally.
I mean, it's not fair for my wife. 12 years later, I've realized this.
And you're only going to do it one time and you're done? You're good for another?
Let's see how this goes.
Okay. I mean,
if we start painting nails, I'm going to be like, eh.
Why
like,
not?
Because I don't want to do that.
Why not just send her out?
Can you imagine me and my two boys, we have like pink toenails?
Yeah, because you know what? I grew up with all women.
Yes, you did.
My mom, my grandma, my sister. And I was the only dude. And that's probably why I have a lot of feminine tendencies.
Okay.
And sensibilities. That aren't so super masculine. But my mom, whenever she was doing nails, she would always do my nails. She'd practice on me.
Would you go to school like that?
Sometimes I couldn't get it all the way off.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You send my boys to summer camp like that?
Okay. It made me stronger, though. I look at it as an advantage.
Okay,
now.
All right.
I say, well, let us know how that goes.
I think it's a good idea. I'm going to try it, and we'll see how it works.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
This woman named Heather in Arkansas drove her kids, and they went to a Pentatonix concert. They get there, and they beep. You know how they beep your tickets in?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, these tickets aren't good.
No.
She's like, oh, what? She goes, yeah, tickets aren't good. So obviously, they're upset because they've been waiting for Pentatonix to come, And so they're going to go home. They start crying. And some other people that are coming into the show see them crying, the kids and the mom. They're like, hey, what up? What's happening? Like, our tickets aren't good. Someone, we got bad tickets.
Oh, that's a scam.
So they said, just take our tickets. And they gave them their tickets.
And then they left?
And they left. That's amazing. They said, if you really wanted to go that bad, you could have our tickets. So they gave them their tickets. And so the family goes in and watches the show, right? And then they found those anonymous people and gave them. This is what it says. The anonymous strangers are being given free tickets to any of the upcoming concerts they choose at the Walmart Amp, which is the same venue.
Wow.
It's pretty
so
cool.
So the anonymous, they have to come forward somehow?
No.
That they know who they are?
Yeah, I mean.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So there you go. There's Tell Me Something Good.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So apparently there's a Beauty and the Beast that's not supposed to be for kids?
Yeah. Who knew? I mean, I just kind of thought, well, yeah, my husband was like, yeah, she went to Beauty and the Beast. It looks like it's like a human one, not a cartoon, but why wouldn't we, you know? She saw it on Apple. She loves Beauty and the Beast, thought it was safe. So we rented it for like $3.99. And then my husband and I sit down to watch it with them. And there's like, first of all, it's like the voices are dubbed over like El Chapo. I don't know what country this Beauty and the Beast came from, but it's like English is like being dubbed over something. And then there's like, she's in her castle and maybe the Beast comes in. I don't know. And they start making out hardcore, wait. On the bed.
What? And, on the bed? Yeah. Is it called, hold on, was it called Booty and the Beast? And
you,
that's funny,
but we had to like, we were like, oh, but then they didn't understand why we were not letting them watch Beauty and the Beast. Like it was just, and then it became a thing in the house because we had to turn it off. And we were like, no, we can't watch that anymore. Why? Well, because that one's not for kids. Why? Like it was a whole thing. And then we didn't know. And so we just felt like that was a parenting fail on our part is not, you know, doing the full
properly vetting
what we were about to show our kids. Cause
what was the rating on it?
I think it's PG-13, but our son's 7.
And where did you find this Booty and the Beast?
On the
XXX store near the house. They pulled in looking for a movie.
It's so bad.
It looks they have XXX on that movie with Vin Diesel.
Room in the back. It's like no one's back there. It's great.
Honestly, it wasn't even good, but my daughter, I don't know, she just loves any movie. So she's like, why, Mom? It's so good. I'm like, no, daughter.
What's up with this bunny rabbit?
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
As we end the show today, I just want to remind you, go to Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram or bobbybones.com. See pictures and videos. See the music we're listening to. It's all out there at bobbybones.com. Would you agree with that statement, Amy?
Yes, 100%.
Thank you very much. Have a great day, everybody.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.